USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
That's New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill as police in the Big Apple and detectives across the country prepare to keep you safe for New Year's celebrations. The New Year's Eve Times Square Ball, 12,000 pounds, ready to go. Law enforcement establishing frozen zones. There are snipers on roofs, bomb-sniffing dogs patrolling the streets, radiation detectors, and this year, the NYPD using drones. John Miller, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism.
What's different this year is the counter-drone technology.
In other news, the partial government shutdown now in its second week and will roll into 2019. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill after the New Year's holiday on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, a guest on Fox News Sunday. She says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
A bald eagle goes rogue at a college bowl game. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The 90,000 fans at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas went wild. When during the pregame ceremonies at the Cotton Bowl between Clemson and Notre Dame, the giant eagle named Clark, who was part of the ceremony, delayed his flight back to a handler in the end zone, first landing on a very frightened man in the stands before flying over to a second man who, familiar with bird handling, had held out his arm. A professional handler eventually showed up to retrieve the eagle. Meanwhile, the wife of the man who provided that temporary perch for Clark had gone to the ladies' room and missed all the excitement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build the wall. The Department of Homeland Security secretary in Texas inspecting detention facilities at the U.S. border with Mexico. This visit after a second child trying to get into the U.S. illegally with his family dies. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the two Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. She also inspected another facility in Yuma, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Some news now about your health. The CDC warning anyone who has cancer now or who has had the disease in the past to get a flu shot. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer four times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.